It seemed he'd descended out of atmospheric blackout and into a crossfire after all. What else was new?
Why you call that ship Fat Man?
Noskar asked. Origo must have told them the name of Zirid's ship, because Fat Man bore no identifying markings. Zirid used fake ship registries on almost every planet on which he docked.
Because it takes a lot to fill her belly.
Ship's a she, though, right? Why not Fat Woman?
Seemed disrespectful.
Noskar frowned.
Huh? To who?
Zirid did not bother to answer. All he'd wanted to do was drop off the munitions, retire some of his debt to the exchange, and get back to his daughter before he had to get back out in the black and get dirty again.
Something wrong?
Scar asked, his tone wary.
You look upset.
No, Zirid said, and forced a half smile. Everything's the same as always.
The men plastered on uncertain grins, unclear on Zirid's meaning.
Right,
Scar said.
Same as always.
Knowing how things would go, Zirid felt the calm he usually did when danger impended. He flashed for a moment on Eris' face, on what she'd do if he died on Ord Mantell, on some no-name island. He pushed the thoughts away. No distractions.
Cargo's in the main bay. Send your man around. The ship's open.
The expressions on the faces of both men hardened. The change nearly imperceptible but clear to Zirid. A transformation that betrayed their intention to murder.
Scar ordered Noskar to go check the cargo. He'll need a lifter,
Zirid said, readying himself, focusing on speed and precision.
That stuff ain't a few kilos.
Noskar stopped within reach of Zirid, looking back at Scar for guidance, his expression uncertain.
Nah,
said Scar, his hand hovering near his holster, the motion too casual to be casual.
I just want him to make sure it's all there. Then I'll let my people know to release payment.
He held up his arm, as if to show Zirid a wrist comlink, but the parka covered it.
It's all there, Zirid said.
Go on,
said Scar to Noskar.
Check it.
Oh,
Zirid said and snapped his fingers.
There is one other thing.
Noskar sighed, stopped, faced him, eyebrows raised in a question, breath steaming out of his nostrils.
What's that?
Zirid made a knife of his left hand and drove his fingertips into Noskar's throat. While Noskar crumpled to the snow, gagging, Zirid jerked one of his blasters free of its hip holster and put a hole through Scar's chest before the man could do anything more than take a surprised step backward and put his hand on the grip of his own weapon. Scar staggered back two more steps, his mouth working but making no sound, his right arm held up, palm out, as if he could stop the shot that had already killed him.